morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 20th, 2021. You know, it's hard for me to believe that September is almost already over. But hey, that's just the way it is. Time flies, I guess, when you're having fun. You know, the thing I love about the Word of God is its freshness. It seems like that new scriptures are always capturing the imagination. Today, the scripture I want to share with you that captures the imagination is Proverbs 16:17. Last night, one of the men at church was bringing the message, and he mentioned this scripture, and he mentioned that this scripture was in his daily Bible reading for this past week. And I know that I've read this scripture many times. However, I don't remember reading it. It seemed fresh and new. It's amazing to me that a scripture can seem fresh and new when I've read through the Bible so many times. But that's one of the exciting things about reading the Word of God, is that it's always fresh, it's always new, and there's always things capturing your attention that you haven't noticed before, things that you can look at in your life and you can apply to your life. So let's read Proverbs 16:17. It says, "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul." And so, you know, that's a good scripture for us to think about, especially as Christians. We want to think about the highway of the upright. Have you ever thought about the highway of your life and where it is leading? You know, your life is following a pathway. You have a course charted for your life. You have a direction that your life is going. Have you ever thought about where is that pathway leading? And then you think about this, you're always leaving a path that others are going to follow. So if others are following in your pathway, where is your pathway going to lead them? Is it going to lead them to goodness and righteousness, or is it going to lead them to evil and unrighteousness? It's something to think about. So this passage mentions that the highway of the upright. So as we stop and we consider that passage, we need to ask ourselves, am I upright? And the word which is translated upright here means straight. So the one who this passage is talking about, the one who is walking the straight path. Are you walking the straight path today? Another thing for us to consider as we consider our path, we consider, are we walking the straight path? And it says to us, the one who is walking the straight path will depart from evil. When evil appears, the upright one will run the other way. Also, an upright one will recognize when the pathway is leading in an evil direction. When this is the case, the upright one will recognize that it's headed towards evil and they will change course. This is always the evidence of one who is born again. When they see evil, when they see temptation, when they see sin, they're going to depart from that. So look at the promise to the one who walks the straight path away from evil. He keeps his soul. When you walk in a path which keeps you from evil, you will keep things which are dangerous to your soul at a distance. Then temptations will not be so close. And you know, if you know something that causes you to be tempted, you'll keep that away from you. And when you keep those things which cause temptation away from you, you're not as susceptible to the work of Satan. Just an easy example of that for me. The easiest way for me not to eat foods that I know I shouldn't is to not have them in the cabinet. If they're not in the house, it is easier for me to withstand the temptation to eat them. You know, I'm trying to be on a very strict diet because of the doctor's orders, and there's many things that I shouldn't eat, especially sweets and some other things like white bread and things like that. The best way for me not to eat those things is not to have them in the house, because if they're in the house, you know, I'm going to want them. And so, you know, the easiest way to depart from eating is not to have it present. So when we think about departing from evil, the best way to depart from evil is to recognize those things which are tempting to us and evil to us, and keep them away from us so that we cannot be tempted. So the one who is on the highway of uprightness will keep those things which he knows are a temptation to him away from him. So what is your pathway? Does it lead toward things that are evil, or does it lead to righteousness? This week, I challenge you to walk the path of righteousness, departing from evil. Consider your pathway, walk the pathway of uprightness, and depart from evil. You'll preserve your soul if you do. If you know there's things that cause you to get upset and tempt you to be angry or full of fear or whatever, keep those things away. Deviate from that path. Walk in uprightness and preserve your soul from trouble. Let's pray. Lord, help us this week to notice the temptations which Satan will place in our path. Help us to depart from evil. Help us to bring glory to your name because we walk in a path of uprightness. Also, help us to show others the good way, which leads to life everlasting. We thank you for Jesus. We know that he is worthy. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Off to a good week. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark saying have a good day. Bye.